Five, test, 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 test.
The Reese's, in fact, they own property between him, and if we'd had that party, it would have been all the way through to the hospital, but he lived out in California or something. And
yeah, he still does.
Oh, does he?
Mm-hmm. Gee. I hope that's going to work.
Well, yeah, you ask me anything, and I'll try to answer.
I'm going to take notes just in case.
Okay.
Well, you've already said a bunch. What was I going to...
No, I was born in 1910.
Okay. And your first name is?
Charles. My dad had the grocery store he bought in 1891 and got rid of it in 1958. So he knew just about everything here in Newtown particularly.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what it was that you and Mary Edith were talking about, but she said it
was
just wonderful.
Well, we were talking about a lot of stuff. We always do, but...
What can you remember about the roller mill and the Vance?
All I know is that they had the Towsey House.
Right.
That was their office.
Yes.
And Frank a fellow named Lewis was president of it, and he lived out where the notorious... ex-president of the American State Bank bought it. But he originally owned it. He originally built it.
Okay.
I can't think of his first name.
Well.
And then Frank Hutchinson started out as an office boy, but he became president of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a son by the name of Bob.
Mm-hmm.
And he graduated from high school 2 or 3, 4 years behind me. But I knew him fairly well. Don't put this down, but he was the first fellow that taught me to shoot crap.
And you went to school here in Lawrenceburg?
Oh, yeah.
To
I lived here until 1948.
Oh, sure.
And then I became a manufacturer's rep, and it was pretty hard to tell people I wanted to represent them. I lived in Lawrenceburg, Indiana, so I moved up to Cincinnati, and I had never been any farther than that. But my grandmother was born here in 1852.
Your grandmother's name was?
Christina Ulrich, or Christina Lummel. Her father was Peter Lummel. And he and a cousin came here from Germany. That cousin's name, I think, was Henry. He was the father of Henry Lummel, Lummel's drugstore. It'll come to me in just a minute. Arthur Lummel. And he was the grandfather of the boys that used to own the confectionery. They both, and that was, he was a good friend of mine, too, but my memory doesn't...
Kestner's?
Huh?
Kestner's?
No, well, she was my grandmother's cousin, her first cousin.
Okay.
Yeah. Bob Kestner was their son.
Uh-huh.
And I can't think of her name. She had a confectionery there on High Street.
I used to have that building. I had a bookstore in there.
Oh, did you?
The sun hit that window just right. You could still see the word Kestner's.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that she always told me that she was a cousin of my grandmother. And then my grandmother married Chris Ulrich, who was a cabinet maker.
You related to everybody.
And they had about 7 or 8 children. In fact, my grandmother lost 2 children in one day. Poor thing.
Wow.
But I don't know what happened to all of her brothers and sisters, but all the Lummels were related to me.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of them here.
There's nobody left by that name,
no.
Is there?
And if you go over and look on in the courthouse,
mm-hmm.
the people in the Liedertafel,
mm-hmm. The Liedertafel picture?
10 to 15 of those people are related to me.
Were they still around when you were a boy? The
Liedertafel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
They went out during World War I. Yeah.
And then my father always kept his dues paid. When they finally sold it, out of the blue blue, he got $400.
No kidding.
He was one of the last surviving members.
What happened? I mean, I know what happened to them.
Well,
was the anti-German
mania. Yeah, that's it. They changed.
Yeah.
And the same way with the German-American bank. They changed that to the American State Bank and all that.
But, I mean, they lasted a little bit longer, but they all, the same.
Well, they lasted not as a leader couple. That was a singing and a society, but that ceased to exist. And then the theater bought it. I don't know who owned it, but Bill Taylor ran it for somebody. And then they sold it to a fellow from Aurora. I can't think of his name. He had the...
Guy Greathouse?
Yeah. He ended up, I think, here. Somebody had bought it from... Mm. But anyway. And then the Wells built the Walnut Theater. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what you do more than anything. You go down to the Zion Church, go through and look at the windows.
Mm-hmm.
That will tell you a lot.
What about them?
Well, one window was dedicated to A.D. Cook, who was a very strong member there.
Mm-hmm.
One was my grandfather, in honor of my grandmother, who died in 1884.
Mm-hmm.
And the other, there was another one by the name of Ertling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any Ertlings left here. And there's a lot more, but I just don't remember all their names. All old Germans.
Uh-huh. Now, what I was wondering, though, is what happened to all of the musicals? This town used to be full of orchestras and
they
bands
just,
and choruses.
I know it. They all just disappeared. My uncle, I tell you, this town was the nucleus of a Wallace Hagenbeck circus band.
Really?
And Carl Decker, who used to have Decker store there on High Street,
mm-hmm.
he was in it, and my uncle, Uncle Bill Ulrich, was in it, and I can't think of some of the other ones, but those two, but they were the nucleus of the band, here at the Wallace Hagenbeck band.
Did they go from here with the circus and then come home in the winter
or
whatever?
Yeah. They came home in the winter. And the Wallace and Hagenbeck in those days used to winter up at Peru, Indiana.
Okay.
Yeah, Uncle Bill died about a year before I was born. But Carl Decker used to know a lot about it. But, of course, he's long gone, too. In fact, I don't think there's anybody living here.
I had never heard this story before.
Carl Decker?
No, I've heard of him, I've never heard the story about the
band. Oh, yeah. I have several pictures up at home. I don't know where they are.
Wow. But I just wonder, what happened to all that? People, TV, radio, movies? People stopped making their own music? And
uh-huh. They used to, when I was a boy, the Newtown Park over there,
uh-huh.
they used to have a bandstand in the middle of the park.
Right. I've heard about that.
All right. And the band used to play there every, I forget what night, but I think it was Thursday night, all summer long. They'd have band concerts.
Try that now.
And that's all. I'll tell you, the World War I changed most of it, because this was primarily a German town.
Yeah.
And the World War I changed most of it. And I don't remember much happening after World War I.
But the Germans still lived here.
They lived here, but all that propaganda about
that was terrible.
World War I, it was terrible. People, well, I'll tell you the truth. My wife's family comes from Cincinnati, and they all thought that all the Germans did was beat their wives and everything. It was terrible.
She must have been really upset when she decided to marry you.
They were. But you'd be surprised on what went on in World War I.
Well,
they changed the name, the German-American Bank.
Oh, I know.
And they
stopped
teaching
German in
the
schools.
They started, that's right.
Stopped having German church services.
That's right.
Yeah,
although
I've read about it in the papers. But
our church used to have all church, all services in German, mm-hmm. and then around 1900, and after that they had a sermon in German and one in English, and then after World War I, they'd have one sermon a month maybe, mm-hmm. and then pretty soon they dropped it all together. Number one was that the preachers couldn't speak German.
Well,
too.
Yeah, and people had been here for generations
That's right.
But still.
It wasn't like when I ran for office, they still spoke broken English up at St. Leon.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But I guess that's all over with now.
I guess you must have been a Democrat because you wouldn't have had enough nerve to go up
Absolutely
there if you weren't.
Absolutely right. Yeah. And my father was county treasurer before me. And you had to be a Democrat. Now they tell me that I changed once I moved away from here. There's no point in being a Democrat. But now they tell me that up at Brighton and everything, this county's changing to be Republican.
Oh, definitely,
now.
Yeah. We have a Republican majority in this county now.
Yeah, I was county treasurer when Harry Nolke, do you know, remember Harry?
Uh-huh.
He was auditor.
Uh-huh.
And then the World War II came along and I left, and I really don't know much after World War II here because I left in 48.
Mm. Well, I didn't get here until 50, yeah. So we missed each
other. So you knew old Harry, huh?
I vaguely remember,
uh-huh.
Yes.
He's sort of a cripple, or uh-huh. sort of a hunchback.
Yeah, I just vaguely remember.
Yeah.
The earliest auditor I can really remember would have been Vogelsang.
I don't remember.
John
Vogelsang?
Yeah, I think he was.
There was a John Vogelsang, but
he was from Yorkville.
Oh, there were a lot of Vogelsangs out
there. There were Vogelsangs
here
in Lawrenceburg, too, but the one I'm thinking about was from Yorkville.
Yeah, there was a Vogelsang that lived on Short Street.
Hmm.
In fact, he had a girl. I think she died a few years ago.
That could be, yeah.
And, but I don't know too much about Old Town. Of course, I was born and raised in Newtown.
Did you not really mix much?
Well, yes, but my dad had a... I delivered groceries, and I knew...
You worked in the groceries, yeah.
That's right. I knew everybody that came in. And he had... almost all the farmers came there. That was the first... All on the top of the hill, mm-hmm. and there were a lot of farmers up there.
Uh-huh.
And Greendale, it was the only one, so I knew more about the Greendale, and of course, we came over here, but...
Do you
know about the buggy company,
uh-huh.
and the casket company?
Well, yeah, there's not much left of it, but
no,
one building.
But I'll tell you, the original Lovells came over here. They were all cabinet makers, and they worked at the. I think there were chair factories here, and they were all more or less artisans or. In manufacturing of, mm-hmm. of all that sort of thing. In fact, the last chair, or last buggy factory was, I think that was till about 1920.
Oh, I think it was here after that.
Was it?
Yeah.
I just
don't
remember.
They did just little small custom
yeah,
jobs.
Yeah, and they used to, they used to send all their buggies to Texas.
Yeah. They were down there.
Yeah, I know they were there, but
recently.
But
they weren't a big manufacturer.
No,
neither was the
coffin company. That ended up with just one or two people working
really?
There.
Really,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that sort of they died very slow and graciously. And then here in town, did anybody ever tell you about Everett's? Dr. Emmert's mother and father, they had a dry goods store down at the corner of Short and High Street.
Okay.
And there was Heffelmeyer's bakery there, just up a few doors on High Street. He had it for years and years and years.
How popular was baseball when you were growing up?
Very, very popular. In fact, they had the KIO. They were in the KIO League, and they won the championship. And back in the 30s, they competed for the national championship.
Really?
Oh. And they had a pitcher, probably the best semi-pro pitcher in baseball, by the name of Hick Farrell. He had more strikeouts than anybody that ever hit this town.
Oh, he struck guys. I know somebody would argue with you about that one.
Well, they couldn't argue. All they had to do is look at the records on Hick Farrell.
I'm going to have to look that out because this last week's paper, they had a big story about, oh, I can't think of his name. Called him Smoke. He lived out in Greendale.
Well, you tell them to look at the papers in the late 20s, early 30s, and they'll find the name of Hick Farrell.
I can't think what.
And that baseball team was managed by Aim Overding. Did anybody tell you that?
I don't know. I'll tell you who
they
was in
they used to play
here.
Over in the fairgrounds.
Sogtini was in here.
Who?
Sogtini, Emil Tini from
Tini?
Aurora.
Yeah, he was from Aurora.
His father played for that
I
team.
I know it for a short time, but he wasn't a regular.
Okay.
I saw every game they ever played. All through the... And they've got a lot of boys from Kentucky would grow across the river. Have you heard of the Riles?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the Riles from across the river, one of those played here. They had a fellow named Hankel who was coach at Butler University. And he used to play here. He played first base. And he used to come down on the train.
Is that the Hankel that the Hankel Fieldhouse is named for?
Right, right. He played here for a few years. And one of the top baseball players for Lawrenceburg. And he used to come down by train every Sunday to play there. And I'll tell you, they had one boy from Lawrenceburg playing here by the name of Everhart. Everhart.
Okay.
I can't remember what his first name was. But Hinkle played here. A fellow by the name of Osborne played shortstop.
And you do remember all of them,
and
though.
A fellow by the name of Hart, who was from Cincinnati, and played for the Giants, New York Giants, for a while. He used to catch for him, and he was good. He used to whistle as he caught. And Ryle played, he was a catcher. And they also had a boy by the name of, I think it was Ewing, that used to pitch, but he was second string. He was also was from Bupper.
He's not the one that later became a coach at Guilford, is he?
I don't know. I sort of lost track of him. But he graduated from Butler. And I'm talking now about in the late 20s.
Well,
early 20s.
This guy would be maybe not quite old enough. He's no longer with us, but I'm not sure he'd be old enough to play with us.
But
I know who I'm thinking of. It's Justice.
Oh.
Smoke Justice.
Oh, sure. He was their groundskeeper.
Well, but and in his younger days, he was one
he was a great
heck
baseball
of a pitcher.
Player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know why they called him Smoke Justice?
Because he smoked those balls in there, I suppose.
Well, no, he tried to blow it. He was so used to living here in Lawrenceburg that when he first went to a hotel, they had those lights. Instead of turning them off, he blew them, tried to blow them out. Smoke Justice. Oh, I knew him well.
They had a big article about him last week in the local paper.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
They all went to the same church as I did.
Oh.
And, but he was groundskeeper for all this team. And that was Lawrenceburg in the KIO League. And another team won it was Harmony, and that was North Bend and Cleves and Addison. And they called themselves Harmony. And it was in the vacant lot up there where now, you know where the Lake Edward is?
Mm-hmm.
That used to be a baseball diamond.
I thought it was a lake.
Huh? That wasn't a lake. They made it a lake later.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I didn't remember it as anything but a lake.
Yeah. And, they had one of the greatest semi-pro.
Yeah, they were semi-pro,
ever.
Weren't they?
Oh, yeah. And Tini played for him a while, but not regular. I think he played in the professional league or tried to.
I think he did, yeah.
Yeah. he wasn't there in their real heyday.
Well, we don't have any of that anymore.
No, they used to have
television and stuff.
They used to have 500 to 1,000 people every Sunday out at the fairgrounds. And I never missed a game all while I was through high school. So that was okay. I know. It was all through high school, so it was in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened. When it went in the 30s, with the Depression and everything, it all dropped out.
Well, I guess that did kill a lot of stuff, didn't it?
Yeah. But that was in the 20s. And I think it was 1928 or 29 where they were in the playoff for the national championships. And that was in Detroit. But Hick Farrell was one of the greatest pitchers that was ever here.
Well, I'll have to look him up, see what I can find.
I'm looking at mid-20s.
I've got a book put away here someplace that, what was his name? Johnson.
Who was not Ray.
Yeah. Wrote about sports in Lawrenceburg. But
Ray Johnson?
Yeah, I think it was Ray. Does that sound right?
Well, he worked at the flour mill. I didn't know he ever did any writing.
I think that's the name. Was he
No.
Is it Leo?
That was Leo.
Leo. Yeah. Okay, that sounds more like it. Yeah.
He knew about most of that.
But I don't know whether that book goes back into the 20s.
He was 2 years ahead of me in high school.
Oh, he was really into sports because he wrote about.
Well, he
stuff
used
in
to
the
write
newspaper.
Up everything.
Yeah.
On basketball and all that.
Right.
Poor thing. It's just a shame. He could have gone on, but he just didn't.
Well.
Yeah, I knew Leo and his mother. I don't know what ever happened to his father. I never knew him. Huh. Yeah, Leo Johnson. He used to cover the sports for the Lawrenceburg Press.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
See, I remember that. Yeah, old Leo.
Well, we had, you know.
He used to write up all the basketball games in 1928.
Mm-hmm. He wrote up all the sports.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, he wrote it
down. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we did have a semi-pro football team too, didn't we?
Never
sort of.
Much.
Didn't it?
No. They used to a bunch of fellas. Well, I'll tell you, they never had professional or high school football. Something happened back in 1912, or in that era, and somebody got hurt, and they never allowed football to be played after that.
No kidding. I wonder when they started it up again.
It started out as a six-man team before I left town, so it was right around the end of World War II, maybe a little bit before that.
Well, of course, there's still schools around here that don't play football. Rising Sun doesn't play football
yet.
They
never had that ended.
Of course, they were so small, they probably couldn't really get together a team.
Well, that's right, but they had six-man football to start with that.
Huh.
And I remember that that colored boy, Freeland.
Deke or his father?
Deke, I think.
He was, yeah.
Didn't he graduate from DePaul? And he played basketball with DePaul. And I remember he was a pretty good, he was our first outstanding football
mm-hmm.
player.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think it was Deke.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen him since he graduated from college, but.
And once in a while there'll be something in the paper about
him,
but nothing too big. I don't really know where he is or if he's even still living.
Well, the last I heard, he had a good job in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
But I don't think he ever came back here.
Not to live. And I think both of his parents are gone now, so
he has
no reason.
She was a nice lady. She was a good cook.
They both were
and,
nice people.
He was I think his father was a blacksmith. I'm not sure.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I wouldn't swear to it. I knew all the colored people.
Well?
All of them.
Well, there weren't that many to know.
There was about 150 to 200, that was all.
And that's probably about all there is now.
Yeah. Well, I don't think there is many. I knew all the Wares. They all worked for Harvey Ware, and his family used to work for my uncle, old Uncle Henry.
Mm. Well, and there were the Earleys and the...
The Earleys, yeah.
And the Freelands.
Yeah.
And that's about all I know.
Well, there was a lot of Earleys and...
And there's a bunch of Thomases now, but they're originally from Rising Sun. Thomas.
They came in later.
Yeah, they're a Rising Sun family.
Yeah, I think you're right. There was some... There wasn't any... There was absolutely none in Aurora. That much you can be sure of.
Mm-hmm.
Because years ago, when I was a boy, they used to have that sign on each end of Aurora.
Do you actually remember seeing that sign?
I did see it.
Did you?
When I was a young boy.
Because... I've never found any. You hear that story, but I've never found anybody that could actually
just,
sit there
could,
and say yes.
I could almost pick the telephone pole it was on, but in that general area, just as you go into Aurora.
And what did they say exactly?
It was something about don't let the sun shine on your head or some such thing. Right? I just don't remember. Too much. I remember seeing the sign on this end. Not on the other end.
Yeah. I always wondered whether that sign ever actually
was there. It
was
there. I'll guarantee that.
Well, of course, there was big time Ku Klux Klan.
And you never saw any
else.
In Aurora. Ever.
No.
And Rising Sun and Lawrenceburg, you did.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't see any in Dillsboro or any place else either.
No, I don't guess.
But
well, of course, the Ku Klux Klan was big.
The basketball coach and the basketball player at UC originally came here, and his colored family was here in Lawrenceburg. And I can't think. Yates. He started out, his father started out here, because I worked with him on the road in Greendale.
But
he's a big shot in Cincinnati now.
Mm-hmm.
And his uncle was a good friend of mine, Lawrence. They all used to work for Dad off and on.
Doing what?
Oh, odd jobs. Anything if it needed fixing or anything else, they were always hanging around the store doing something.
That probably wasn't easy for them to find decent jobs.
A lot of them wouldn't hire them.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Although the Rossville always had one or two. Mm-hmm. You know where the Rossville is.
Uh-huh.
That's Seagram, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, they always had it. In fact, I remember a Rossville fire. They had a $100,000 tank, and the alcohol was running down the sidewalk, and everybody'd go out over there on Shipping Street. And I remember the Cleese Fire Department came, and boy, they took 5 gallon jugs over them. They used to love to be a fire down here. I remember one or two of them. Then right across from the store was the cooperage shop. Anybody tell you about the Bauer Cooperage Company?
Yeah.
That was run by the Bauers.
Mm-hmm.
And Mrs. Bauer was a Hayes. And the Bauers were from Cincinnati and...
You may be one of the few people in this county that isn't a Hayes.
Well, yeah.
Seems like everybody's a Hayes.
All mine are a bunch of Dutchmen. Yeah. But see, my being out in Miller Township, I still have a picture of that, my Kellogg cabin, supposedly that my dad was born in.
No kidding. Where was it?
Out there where Perfect Slopes is.
Oh, okay. It's not there anymore then.
Oh, no, it hadn't been. I don't even remember it. He just had a picture of it.
Was it where Perfect's is, or was it further over by the road where the little town was at one time?
No, you mean Guilford?
No. There was a little town.
You mean
called
Pella?
Well, yeah, but it was originally
Well,
called
in that
Cambridge.
Area. I don't know exactly.
Okay.
He didn't know. He did a lot of talking. But he had this picture, and he said it was out in Miller Township, and I presume it was right there. You know, there used to be a road cut through and a little bridge cut through Tanner's Creek. It was in that area
mm-hmm.
somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a lot about it, but I never saw it.
Well, there was a road that came down this side of the creek too at one time.
Yeah. But this
road used to... And there were a couple houses back there.
Yeah, and there used to be a bridge going across the Tanner's Creek.
Mm-hmm. It's still there.
Is it?
To go back to Perfect's, you go across it.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. If that's the one you're talking about.
Well, it's...
You go back that lane.
Maybe they put
Perfect's.
A new bridge in, but that
but
was...
Yeah.